Onondaga County is the 12th community to adopt the campaign, which is aimed at visiting families already receiving support from other social service organizations. Director of the Early Childhood Alliance, Lori Black, says starting early is key.
Learning begins at birth, that parents are their child's brain builder, and that simple things like talking and reading and singing, and it is really that simple, can build their child's brain. And so that's what's exciting about it, is we all have the ability to talk and read and sing. What we need to do is just motivate parents with, one, the knowledge that that important data point is out there, that they have to be doing it from birth.
Because, she says, children risk falling behind very quickly and won't be ready for kindergarten.
So about a year of age, you start learning to speak and use words, and we start seeing this education gap begin at about 18 months of age. So kids in low-income families or low-literacy families are having fewer words at their disposal than children at older ages. And by 3 years of age, that gap can be as much as 600 words.
Black says only 38% of children in Onondaga County are developing their reading skills on grade level by third grade. In the city of Syracuse, it's just 15%.
We know that didn't just happen in third grade. We know they come underprepared to kindergarten. And so what the Early Childhood Alliance is doing is focusing on where we can make the biggest impact, is the 0 to 5 time frame, and working with parents.
As part of the visiting program, a trained professional will stop by once or twice a month for about an hour to counsel and support parents. They even drop off a bag of interactive toys and books that expose children to letters and sounds. Black says reading is as easy as pointing out pictures and naming them.
Parents should be reading from birth 20 minutes a day with children. And by reading, we mean really picture walks, doing talking about the book. So it's not as important what the words are on the page as it is to describe what you're seeing in the pictures. And that's why children's books are so beautifully illustrated, because there's a lot of vocabulary that we can teach through books.
For some parents, though, finding that 20 minutes can be difficult, or they might not like to read. But Black says you have to find those talkable moments.
Whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're walking down the street, there's so much to talk about in your home, narrating the day. But it's incredibly important that children hear, especially in that first year of life, hear a lot of language, because the brain is being wired to eventually then produce language themselves.
The home visits will continue through March. Black says they're trying to spread the message through billboards and posters, and hopefully by word of mouth. She hopes they can reach every new parent and remind them of how simple it can be to talk, read, and sing with their children. Scott Willis, WAER News.